What we're looking at, it doesn't matter what anybody says here. There's no experts. We're just looking in our own experience. It's not a teaching. It's just we independent researchers, yeah? We don't owe anybody anything, yeah? We don't have to believe anything here. We don't have to follow anything here. We're just here looking for ourselves. As long as we stay focused on the content, we focus on it with the intention to fix it or change it or get free of it, what happens? Can we come to the bottom of it that way? So we're just looking very carefully here, yeah? So we're looking through a lens. Okay, we're looking through a lens. And through the lens, that looking through the lens makes it feel like there's a me and an experience. Now that feeling of me that's there belongs to the lens. It belongs to the focus. It doesn't exist independent of that focus. Now if the me is trying to do something about the experience, the me stays intact. In fact, the more it tries to do something about the experience, the more the me feels real. But the me only exists within that focus. If that focus shifts, that me doesn't even exist anymore. That feeling. Okay? So, this is a Western way of speaking what Ramana discovered. Ramana discovered that as long as we stay focused on the content, on what seems to be the problem, trying to chew on it, trying to solve it, because that's what we do. We obsess about it, yeah? It's like, this is the problem. The problem is my anger. The problem is my response. The problem is something. And we like bulldogs. We get our teeth into it and we will not let go. The problem is them. The problem is, I mean, whatever we think it is, we bite on it and we with it, yeah? you know that you've seen it in yourself, yeah? And we're all the same that way, yeah? It's just how it functions. And then we try. I mean, it doesn't matter how sincere we are. In fact, the more sincere, the worse it is. But we try everything, really. We go, when I said, you know, I'm amazed. I read stories about sometimes people get involved with teachers and they're willing to do all this kind of crazy stuff to destroy their ego, you know, like they'll give all their money away or they'll, I mean, endless. And they're sincere. But what happens is, I mean, it can never work just because of the way it functions. As long as it's looking from this focus of me, it just strengthens the sense of me. Okay? So now, what Ramana saw is he said, okay, however it seems, doesn't matter what's going on, you ask yourself, who's aware of it? Now, this question, who's aware of it, is it an intellectual question or is it a device to move your attention from the content to awareness? It's not a question to be answered with the mind. It's not a device that you can answer with the mind. It's not that. So the moment you go, who's aware of whatever's going on, your attention, instead of being focused on this, is now coming to the space in which it's happening. But not as a concept of space. It's just, you know, it's like there's an exploration happening that's bringing not you, but the focus. All we're talking about here is focus. It's just shifting the focus. It's just producing a shift in focus, yeah? Which, as that focus shifts, so does the feeling of me, so does the feeling of the problem. It happens in the shift in focus, yeah? So that's one way. Who's aware? It's the most direct way. Ramana found it, he put it, it's not that well understood in a certain way, you know, because you bring your attention, where you bring your attention? To awareness. Now, what is awareness? You know, it's problematic. What is awareness? I don't know where awareness is, what I'm supposed to do. And immediately the eye grabs us. I'm supposed to bring my attention back, you see? It's like it gets grabbed by the eye and now it's I trying to move the attention, all this stuff, yeah? As long as it stays in there, it just is a problem. Again, it's just another problem. Okay, so we're just seeing that all of this is not a question of a doing. It's not a... It's just a knowing, a recognition that the sense of I happens from the focus. There's nobody doing it. What we call identification, there's nobody identifying. The feeling of I comes in the identification. Yeah? Okay. So, there's a noticing of identification. Okay. How do we notice it? The system is tight. The mind is running. There's a me there that wants everything to be different. That's called identification, yeah? Okay. Now, we see it like this. Is there identification in this moment when you see it like this? Suddenly it's different, yeah? Suddenly we see it from another way, yeah? So you can see that there's been a pattern playing, a lens that's been there. It's a lens, you don't know where it comes from. You can see how it's played.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can see how it's produced a sense of me and some kind of a story of who you are and how you are and all that stuff. But is any of that you, actually?
It feels more like going into a straitjacket.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of fighting in there. And then
exactly.
You feel very trapped because
yeah.
You can't get out of that straitjacket.
Yeah.
And all the struggle is
yeah.
going on everywhere.
As long as you're struggling to get out, you're
yeah.
in it. Yeah, that's it. You cannot come out.
No.
You cannot come out. Because the you is the straitjacket. That's the joke. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in simplicity, all that's going on is there's an unconscious habit in the nervous system of trying to get away from a sensation. That's this whole, all of it, that's all that it's based on. It's not conscious. There's nobody doing it. Just the system itself is organized. It tries to get away from certain sensations.
How can you see which filter is playing?
I'd say for most of us it's tricky to see the filter by ourselves. Because we're usually trying to look within the filter.
Yeah.
That's where there's a value, you could say, in where we can talk together like this.
Yeah.
So then we can kind of play and look at the filters. There's actually, I'd say, three basic filters. One is I want to be safe. The other one is I want to be loved, appreciated, respected, seen in that chandra. And the third one is I want to control my experience. I only want good experiences. I don't want any bad experiences. Which is kind of similar to being I want to be safe, but it's I want to be safe is really I want to survive, you could say it like that.
Yeah.
And they overlap. It's just a funny way of speaking it. It doesn't so much matter what the filter is even. It's not that important that we see it, I don't think.
No.
Because all that they all show up just as a tightening up. Never more. And we don't need to know why we're tightening up. We can never know why we're tightening up. We can just see that the system tightens up. It just gets, it tightens up. Usually what happens is we start to notice that we've taken a position.
Yeah.
The mind is busy. There's definitely something wrong somewhere with me and with everybody else. And there's energy going to try and solve it. Those are all the symptoms, yeah. And they play the same in all of us. And nobody's doing it. It's just an unconscious. That first movement happens, the rest happens by itself. Is that your experience?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the tendency is to take it very personally, to think it means something about me and it means something about you and all that stuff. But we can see it. It actually means nothing. It doesn't mean anything about anyone. It's just these movements, yeah?
Yeah. And what I notice is that my head is very muddled. There's no clarity. So I can't see that the other person is just...
Okay, so at the moment, just now, just I love your honesty. But just feel this question now. Just get a sense in it. Is it wanting to solve or fix or understand or... Just feel the question itself.
Yeah, it wants to change that it state of change being
muddled. Okay, good.
Muddled.
So yeah. Just feeling that wanting to change, just notice it. Because you see, if we answer this now and that wanting to change is still at the bottom of it. Okay, so just feeling this wanting to change and tied into the wanting to change is hope and hopelessness and me. And there's something wrong somewhere.
Yeah, it's more of the same.
It's more of the same. Okay, great. So you see it. Beautiful. And just feel it. Just feel how that sits in the nervous system. Just noticing it's not bad. It's not wrong. It's trying to help. Huh? It's been trying to help so hard, yeah, for so many years.
It's a restlessness.
It's just a restlessness. So. Yeah. Yeah. And just seeing it clearly. You see, as long as you believe in it, it spins on itself, yeah? Endlessly. You'll go to any length. It's like it would, you know, if someone says, look, all you have to do is you have to go and fast in a black cupboard for 29 days and only drink your pee. You'll do it, you know? God, it worked for somebody? Yeah, I'll try it.
Yeah. It's very desperate.
It's desperate, yeah. And then the moment you see it like this, and then now what happens? There's a dropping, a falling.
Yes, a relaxation is coming slowly.
Yeah.
So.
See, I mean, if you look, Ramesh just hammers on it. You can't do anything. You can't do anything. When you really hear that, you can't do anything. So the same relaxing happens, yeah? Mm-hmm. If you really see you can't do anything about it.
Then you give up.
Then you give up.
Stop, yeah.
So... Yeah. Now, there's a giving up where it's a true giving up, and there's a giving up where there's a resignment. You know, it's like, oh shit, I can't do anything. I failed.
And then there comes a but.
Yeah.
But again,
yeah.
The next try or something.
Yeah. But yeah, we're just seeing this I, the sense of I, can't do anything. As awareness, you just hear. And as awareness, there's a noticing, there's a seeing. Oh, this trying to do it, can't do it. It sees it. Huh? And you hear, and the relaxing is here. Yeah? And you just hear. Now, for fun, and only for fun. Okay. This wanting to change, wanting to fix. What function does it serve? What? It has a function, you see. It's not what it seems. It has a function. Somewhere in the nervous system it makes sense, you see. It's like it's doing a job. What's its job?
To make you feel more at peace, more comfortable.
This wanting to... wanting to change, wanting to fix. What's its function? It looks like it's about coming to peace, but how does it actually function? What does it actually do in us? Trying to escape, yeah. Does it actually? You see, it does something in us. It keeps us in a certain habit, yeah. It ignores what is, yeah. Now, why would consciousness do that? Because who's doing it? It's only consciousness, yeah?
For the sense of I?
For the sense of I, but what is it? It's interesting, yeah? It's like, here we are. Somehow, our system's organized like that, yeah? In all of us. We can see it's functioning in all of us like this, yeah? It's just doing this, it's got this funny organization, yeah? It's functioning like that, yeah? Produces a sense of I. Gives a sense of separation, gives a sense of illusion, of the world being a certain way.
Controlling something, yeah.
So how come it's doing that? Can we even know? It just does that, yeah? It produces Maya. This whole huge story, yeah? Been going on for generations, yeah? In it is religion, in it is people killing each other. I mean, just look at the history, yeah? It creates the world in a funny way, yeah? Endless problems, only problems, yeah? That's what it does.
It seems that it's a tool, but we make it a purpose.
Far out, yeah. Interesting, yeah? So now without that, then how is it this moment? What's here? Without that, how is it here, this moment? Yeah, and just how is this moment then? Just here. What's here? Without this memory, without this need to defend, without anything, we just here, you know, just as consciousness. What's possible? What is here? Space, yeah.
It is
what it is, yeah. And I mean, what possibility is there? It's huge, yeah. Yeah. And how far away is it from here? Interesting to see that, eh? Does it take time? It's not like we have to work for years or something to get to it. It's just right here, yeah? Can you see? It's so amazing. It's just like a little shift in focus, yeah? That's all we're talking about. We're not talking about much. Just a little shift in focus, yeah?